Subject: married men and single women. Dear Stephen Shirley, I believe there is a dark curse hovering over me, passed down from my grandmother. Since I was about 17, I've dated married men. Either I knew up front or they initially lied about being married, but married is married. My grandmother was married and had a lover as well. So that's why I think I've been cursed. I have been able to control my emotional feelings when dealing with a majority of these fellas, but I'm currently in a situation where my feelings have gotten the best of me. The man I'm currently dealing with has told me that he isn't happy and he's in the process of looking for a home to move out from his wife. He constantly complains about how he's unhappy, and she knows that they are over. So I suggested we wait until the storm is over, because I don't want to be that woman having feelings for him, because I do believe in karma. Maybe that's the reason I keep getting these types of men. We have discussed the backlash that can come from our selfish acts, but I just don't know what to do. Well, I really believe you do know what to do. You're just not listening to yourself. What to do? Leave this man alone. I mean, don't you know you've dated enough married men, you said so in the letter, that every married man says he's unhappy. Every married man says he's unhappy, and we as nurturers want to come in and fix that. But, and I don't know about any curse or anything like that, but you probably are mimicking the example that was set by your grandmother, who you said in the letter had a husband and a lover. So if it is a curse or isn't a curse, you know right from wrong on your own. You're old enough to know that. You can break this up by just stopping today. Your relationship with this man, you know it's wrong. You suggested in the letter waiting until the storm is over. So why don't you take your own advice and wait until the storm is over? Steve?
This don't make no sense. No. This damn stupid. You've been dating married men since you 17. Your grandmama had an affair. You think that's why you cursed. First of all, ain't no such a thing as a curse. Where y'all get this from? Where you get this jigaboo mess from? Some damn curse. Like somebody got a chicken foot on their neck.
Spit out my tea just.
People kill me with this mess right here. Why we get this old hillbilly ass? I got a curse on me. Like you got a chicken foot and a buzzard beak on your neck. And if you drink some turtle nut soup, you're going to be fine. The hell you talking about? You ain't cursed because your grandmama cheated. Mm-hmm. Y'all cheating you and your damn grandmama because you want to. Mm-hmm. Where your moral values at? What about that? Ain't got no sympathy for this girl. You're all over the place right here. Oh, this man told me he isn't happy and he's in the process of looking. Everybody say that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Hell, who you know talking about, man, I'm happily married. I just want to kick it with some people. I ain't heard that yet. I ain't leaving my wife, man. We happy as hell, but if you want to holler, let's go. That ain't the way you get the deal set up. I don't want to be that woman having feeling for him, but I do believe in karma. That's the reason I keep getting these types of men. You keep getting these types of men because that's the only type of man you accept in your life. That's all you looking for. That's all you want. That's all you going to get. You ain't nothing to nobody right now. You're going to mess around your whole life and going to be the other chick. Mm. And that ain't the slot you want. Who the hell wants to be number two the rest of their damn life? But I just don't know what to do. Sit your funky tail down somewhere and quit sleeping with married men. Mm. How about that? You're just doing it repeatedly. I can understand if a woman get caught up in a situation. I got that. I got it. Look, it don't make you a bad person because you with a married person. It happens, man. It happens. I got that. But for you to sit here and repeatedly do it since you was 17 and then say, but I don't know what to do. How about this? How about you stop dating married men?
Yeah.
How about that? Mm-hmm. That would be a great place to start, thus ending the dilemma with your letter. Now, I ain't got nothing else to say to you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.